Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $50 at WynnBET and get $200 in free bets. Bet big and win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WYNNBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over-under game. Just head on over to Sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group. And Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit of up to $100. That's Sleeper.com/SGP. And make sure to download the SGPN app. It's your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
Hello, DeGenerinos, and welcome to the MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Episode 152, we're up to, dedicated to a new member of the MMA Gambling Podcast family, Mikey Vreeland, a little furry new addition to. Don't get all excited thinking it's another kid. It's a little puppy named Mikey who is going to help the Vreeland children, hopefully once and for all, drive those dinosaurs out of the house, so they don't have dinosaurs attacking them while we're recording our podcast in the future. So hello, Mikey, and welcome to the team. And welcome, listeners, to a special episode. It's going to be the norm episode going forward, but a special Monday episode of the MMA Gambling Podcast. We're going to give you picks for this week's PFL, and then we're going to come back to you on Wednesday with our UFC picks. So who am I? I'm Jeff Chalky Fox, of course. You're Chalky. Or actually, sorry, Jeff Chalks Fox is the name that was bestowed upon me. Your Chalky picker here. I do have my co-host who loves the dogs, not just dog named Mikey and a dog named Muggsy, but he also likes the dogs when it comes to picking fights. He at one point went by the name Gumby God. He's trying to reclaim it. We'll see if he can after a mediocre weekend. It is Daniel Gumby Vreeland.
I think I can earn it back.
You're pretty good at picking PFL fights.
I'm usually pretty fucking good at it. Yeah.
We shall see. PFL is back. Is before we get into it, like, people just automatically consider Bellator the second best promotion. Is PFL catching up to Bellator? Is PFL better than Bellator? I think like watching it better, maybe.
Hot take. Neither of them are the second best.
Oh, ONE FC, of course.
Well, no, ONE FC is number one. UFC is number two.
Right.
No, KSW? Dude, I would watch KSW or Cage Warriors before I'd watch either of those two. And you know what? I might watch LFA before I watched either of those two.
Then why are we doing PFL picks, Dan?
Because usually they release the odds earlier than anybody else.
<That's true>. And has names that more casual people may know. There is a KSW coming up, though. So, hey, who knows? We're looking to drop another episode later in the week. Maybe we'll do some KSW picks. Who's to say, right?
You should subscribe to the MMA Gambling Podcast feed so that you don't miss no matter what we drop. Also, you might as well go over to you should go over to Twitter and follow at SGPN MMA because you'll obviously see all of our episodes there, as well as other fun postings from yours truly.
Dan is doing a bang up job on that. Even put up a video of himself, which I'm surely got us a whole bunch of female people clicking that follow button. All right. So we got PFL. You like watching PFL, right?
I actually do like watching PFL. The only thing I really hate about PFL is their broadcasts have like those weird stats on them that don't matter for shit, like punch speed.
It's baseball.
Yeah, that's really annoying. And like it, but in baseball it matters, dude. Like it doesn't here.
Yes.
Like I don't need to know that like Clay Collard threw like a 35 mile an hour right hook that didn't land.
Well, spoiler alert: Clay Collard is fighting, and apparently he's going to throw a 35 mile per hour hook that's not going to land on Alex Martinez. Is that what you're predicting, Dan?
He'll throw one of those. Yeah, sure.
Are we? I've been searching stuff. I think it'd be the only podcast that does gambling picks for anything outside of the UFC. Do you know any others?
We're just the best gambling podcast out there. So that's all you need to know.
We are. No. But like honestly, like I search PFL bats and stuff. I don't think anyone does it. So there you go.
I don't even think people barely write like articles about it. Never mind chat about it for half an hour.
There you go. This is your niche-y, MMA podcast. But it's people enjoy it. Like we got a lot of feedback over when we were doing PFL. People enjoyed it because they make money off it, and people enjoy watching fights. It's not just Jong saying he enjoys it too. Superfan Jong. It's other people. So just know you're not alone. If you listen to this, you may be a degenerate, but you're not alone.
And if you want to not feel alone, get in the Slack. You'll know you're not alone.
Exactly. Our Slack is so much fun. It was this weekend. It was really jumping during the UFC pay-per-view too. That's when all the casuals come out to join in with the rest of our hardcore degens in there.
They're just
itching. Like they don't know anything about the fight. They just want to know, hey, what should I bet in the next fight? How about
the college baseball podcast hit me up for some picks on Twitter. They were the college experience and Noah hit me up for some picks while they were waiting for another super regional to start, and I hit him with Jack Della. Yep. And you know,
there you go.
Jack Della. Della
came through. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna hit you with some picks this week for PFL4. Hoping to make this nice and concise. So let's get roaring in it after I tell you about WinBet. Make sure to get down on the wins. Bet $50, win $200 promotion, where a $50 bet qualifies you for up to $200 in free bets, plus the ultimate fantasy football experience. Bet $500 plus on sports or casino before July 31st. Get entered to win the ultimate fantasy football draft experience at Encore Beach Club, including a two-night stay at Wynn Resorts for you and your entire league. Multiple entries allowed. Plus, you can party with DJ Diesel. All users can bet $100 on NBA or casino and be entered into a prize draw to attend a DJ Diesel aka Shaquille O'Neal performance at Encore Beach Club at night, as well as a meet and greet with DJ Diesel this summer. I wonder if DJ Diesel is as big as Shaq. Do you think?
Probably right around the same size. Yeah,
probably. Same size. Is he about the same size as the guy that does those printer toner commercials too?
Yeah, probably the same size as the guy who does those Icy Hot commercials.
Okay, that's what I think. There's so much to choose from over at WinBet. All you have to do is download the WinBet app or visit winbet.com to get started. Offer subject to change, terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where a play through WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Now let's move on to Sleeper. Hopefully Dan is looking up some picks as I say this. Picks for Tuesday. Tuesday. This is dropping Monday. Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there. The SGPN people do. It's a game-changing product, unlike anything else in the industry. And now you can make money on Sleeper 2 by playing their new over-under game. It's super simple. First, in any sport, choose two or more players that you like and pick the over-under. For example, the number of points in basketball or hits in baseball. Then choose the amount of money you want to enter in the contest. If you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the money you put in. Main reason I'm excited about over-under on Sleeper is that it's the only app where I can join my imaginary buddies' contests and play together. I'm assuming most people have real buddies. If you have real buddies, you can do that as well. It's got a built-in group chat where I can see and copy my friends' picks with the tap of a button. It's insanely fun to ride it out together. Stop what you're doing and download Sleeper now to play their new over-under game. Have fun with your friends and make some money with these picks from Dan. Go.
So we'll take Max Fried's over on strikeouts. He's playing the Nationals. They blow.
Tuesday?
They're terrible. Yeah, on Tuesday. Okay. And then hot take. I'm going to take – he's having a surprisingly good year. I'm going to take the over on Nolan Gorman hits for the Cardinals, because not only is he hot right now, having a surprisingly good year where he's hitting like 270, I think I saw, but he's also up against JT Brubaker, who's a right-handed pitcher. He's going to smoke that guy. So even though he's a little bit cold right now, trust him. He's by Tuesday, he'll be back on.
And you can trust Gumby. He's not just the MMA savant, but he also is the baseball savant. One of our writers of baseball at sportsgamblingpodcast.com and an avid listener to the MLB gambling podcast. So there you go. All right. Take list picks from Dan on your mobile phone. Join our listener group on Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGPN. Sorry, SGP. Let's do that again. Sleeper.com/SGP. And Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's right. Join our squad and get the 100% deposit match at sleeper.com/SGP. Terms, conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. All right. PFL time. PFL number 4. 7 p.m. Eastern is going down on Friday on ESPN. The prelims are on ESPN Plus. This is going down from Overtime Elite Arena in Atlanta, Georgia. I probably will be able to get you official payouts for the fighters on here over on moneymma.substack.com, because Georgia, at least last time I checked, were one of the commissions that still give out official purse info. So if you want to know how much these people are making, I can get you that info as it comes up. So what do we got here? We got lightweights and light heavyweights. Part of the season is going down this weekend. We got 10 fights. We are just going to give you breakdowns on the closer fights. There's a few fights that Dan think are, or at least the odds think, are a little one-sided. So we'll skim over those quickly.
Should I skim over them just to start? Like I'll just run through them real quick. Yeah. So let me run through them right ahead. And I'm just going to take the favorite in all of these, because first of all, they're blowouts, and I'll give you a rough reason why they're blowouts. So, Antonio Carlos Jr., the champ coming in here fighting Bruce Cerruto, a guy who I know very little about because he's not particularly impressive. Antonio Carlos Jr. rolls easily. Jeremy Stevens, who I don't have a lot of faith in, but is -525. I'm not betting on him at that number, but he's fighting Miles Price, a guy who's like 12-8, an Irish guy. Doesn't belong in there. Omari Akhmedov is fighting a Greek dude named Terodoris Oxtolius, which I'm pretty sure I got right. I'm actually really high on Omari Akhmedov, and so are the odds, -525, just like Stevens. So again, take the favorites and all those. There's a couple of closer ones too, like Rob Wilkinson is fighting Victor Pesta. I like Wilkinson. He's fast with the hands. He mixes it up. And Emiliano Sordi is also -310. So both those guys, -310. And again, he's a guy who, if Antonio Carlos Jr. doesn't win the light heavyweight season, Emiliano Sordi probably will. So he's fast with the hands again, knockout power. No reason to not pick him other than he's -310. So, yeah, all of those guys are -300 or greater. And so rather than bog you down with hours of breakdown of fights where we're going to take a chalky ass favorite who isn't even close, we'll give you the four fights that are actually pretty close.
There you go. So obviously Dan took all favorites, which means this must be another one of PFL's pre-taped events, and you've got the results in advance, right?
I mean,
are we doing that again?
And when we're talking about regional MMA, I always have the results in advance.
It's true. Gumby God does. He does see all when it comes to regional stuff. He kills it when it comes to non-UFC picks. No, he's pretty good at UFC too. All right, we're going to do some breakdowns first. It's Manscaped time. This is almost Father's Day, gentlemen. Father's Day is just around the corner, and our friends at Manscaped are here to ensure all the father figures out there are looking daddy material this June. Manscaped Performance Package 4.0, which includes their signature lawnmower 4.0, it's a perfect bundle to tackle any and all old man hair from head to toe. This right here is no dad joke. Treat them and yourself and join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code SGP at manscaped.com. Trust me, his dad bod will thank you. Manscaped is designed with the fathers in mind, and the Performance Package 4.0 is here just in time for your pop's special day. Inside this package, you'll find the lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold his goodies. First off, Let me start by saying the Lawnmower 4.0 will be the official MVP of Father's Day. Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof and also has a 400K LED spotlight he needs for a more precise shave. Does your dad use the same trimmer for his body and face? Let's throw that out the window and give him the upgrade he deserves. But wait, there's more. Manscaped just launched their brand new boxers 2.0 that are, dare I say, the best boxers ever. We all know dads love their comfort. With summer just around the corner, the boxers 2.0 are here to save every father from the uncomfortable heat. These new boxers are packed with revolutionary features, including the jewel pouch, designed to cradle his boys in their own special space. This right here is a game changer. Whether he's mowing the lawn, taking out the trash, or golfing in the sun, these moisture-wicking boxers breathe without breaking a sweat. Dads, buy this for yourself. Sons, buy this for you and your dad. Ladies, buy this for your man. And dog daddies, you deserve this treat too. Here's what you need to do. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code SGP at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code SGP. Shake what your mama gave you, nah, shake what your daddy gave you. Speaking of daddy, dog daddies, I have not heard any children being eaten by dinosaurs, so it sounds like Mikey is doing his job, the new guard dog in the Vreeland house.
Yeah, Mikey Bisping Vreeland.
Yep, Mikey Bisping Vreeland is scared away all the dinosaurs, so the two little Spider-Men in your house are safe.
They appear to be. Shout out to Mikey.
All right, good. That means we, with Dan's children not being eaten by dinosaurs anymore, we can bring you more podcasts every week. So there you go. It's a win-win for everyone. All right, we're going to start with prelim fight 205. That would be light heavyweight. Martin Hamlet versus Josh Silveira. Let's tell you about Hamlet first. He's 9-3 with three knockouts, three submissions. Been knocked out once, submitted twice, so he's been finishing all of his fights that he's lost. He's 3-2 in PFL, and he's swapped wins and losses every PFL fight. He's gone win-loss, win. He won his last fight. Plus 150 is the comeback on him. Silveira, 8-0, two knockouts, five submissions. 1-0 in PFL, he won via submission. He was the LFA champion. Used to fight down at middleweight. Don't have reach figures for him, but their height and age of the two fighters are identical. Minus 140 for Silveira.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Silveira here. I actually didn't expect to coming out of the gate because Hamlet has looked really good. Martin Hamlet. It's looked really good in the past. Like there's been a lot of fights where I've watched his where I've been like, damn, this guy might make waves at light heavyweight. You know, his losses in PFL came to two guys who have fought in the UFC, including Antonio Carlos Jr. He obviously went to that finals. He's got a Cage Warriors loss to Modestus Bukauskas. So, like, his only losses are to UFC vets. But the thing about Silveira is like, he's an LFA champ, if I'm not mistaken. And in addition to that, like, he is, if he made it to the UFC, he would become the first second generation UFC fighter because his dad was in the UFC.
Who was that? Sorry.
This is
Conan, right?
This is Conan's kid. Right? Yeah, this is Conan Silvera's kid.
Yes.
And like, the thing is, he fights like Conan Silvera's kid too. Like, his jiu-jitsu is so sharp. Like, he's very clearly got like a Conan Silvera background, but also, like, I saw him knock out T. Cummins back in LFA, and like, you know, like, that name isn't gonna mean a lot of things to people, but like, T. Cummins is like, was a hot prospect at 205 at the time. I want to say he was undefeated when Silveira beat him, but like, he's still like kind of on that edge of somebody who could possibly be called up to the UFC at some point in time with like two or three more wins. But like, Silveira, dude, I just think he's more well-rounded. I think ultimately, like, the holes that we saw Antonio Carlos Jr. poke in Hamlet's game are big enough that I like think Silveira could take advantage of him too. So yeah, I like Silveira in this, and just straight up, I like Silveira. Like, that's a fact.
Yeah, I didn't clue in with the name. Yes, I've heard. I don't think I've seen him fight yet. Is he fought on the televised portion at all, PFL?
So he fought on the bullshit tape-delayed Challenger Series.
Oh, yeah, I didn't watch that. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. He was a negative 30,000 favorite for some reason. Yes. I can't figure out how.
And he won. Go figure. So
I don't even know how that happened.
All right. Yeah. All right. We're jumping up the card now. This is still prelims, but we're doing lightweights now. Nathan Schulte versus Marcin Held. Two names you may be familiar with. Let's do Marcin Held first. He's the Polish prodigy, or the Polish prodigy. That would be something totally different, right?
Yeah, the polished prodigy would be different. Correct.
Yes. Yeah, he's 30 now. Can he really be a prodigy? He could be a polished prodigy, I guess, right? Maybe his name should be. Maybe he should put the ED on the end of it instead of Polish prodigy.
Yeah,
maybe he should be the Polish
prodigy.
Yeah,
maybe. I don't even know. I hate nicknames that reference how young you are.
Exactly, because he is not young.
They expire.
Yeah, that's like why the teenage dream, Chase Hooper, is now the dream.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's all right. That's also not a good nickname.
No. He's a good kid though. All right. This isn't a Chase Hooper podcast, at least not yet. Some weeks it is. All right. Marcin Held, 27-8, 4 knockouts, 14 submissions, but knocked out once, submitted once. 1-1 in PFL. He lost his last fight. He went 1-3 in the UFC. He kind of came in with some hype, right? Because he was 11-3 in Bellator. I remember thinking I was interested in seeing him, but it didn't quite pan out in the UFC for him. 1-3 in the UFC, 11-3 in Bellator before that. 2008 was his pro MMA debut. He has multiple grappling championships, but like he's got multiple grappling championships and like high level grappling championships on his mantle. I'll say it for you. 2 inches of reach over Schultz, plus 145. Nathan Schultz, nickname's Russo. Why is his nickname Russo, Dan?
I ain't got the slightest clue.
All right. Well, have him on the Top Turtle MMA podcast and find out for us. All right. Because that's a weird nickname. Or it could be Russo, I guess.
Sure. Yeah, either of those.
Boy, Dan just does not give a damn tonight.
A nickname that's like Russo? That's a dumb nickname, too.
Dorn, we got some good ones coming up soon. We got a Canadian fighting soon. He's got some good nicknames. All right.
The Canadian gangster? Is that
yes,
what we're
don't
about?
Give it away yet. Schultz, 21-5-1, 4 knockouts, 9 submissions. He's been knocked out once, submitted once. 10-3-1 in World Series of Fighting and PFL. He fought once in World Series of Fighting before they moved over and changed the name to PFL. He's got loss, win, loss over his last three fights. He did lose his last fight. He was a 2019 PFL champion at lightweight. He was 0-1 as a pro boxer. He's got inch height over Held, minus 160.
I'm going with Held.
Well, of course, he's a grappler.
I also don't know why he's a dog.
Okay, explain.
So a couple of things. Nathan Schultz doesn't beat guys who are grapplers, first of all. I mean, like, occasionally. He beat Ramzi Nijem, if you consider him a grappler. He's 1-2 in his last three. Do you know who those losses are to?
I did earlier today when I looked it up, but I don't know.
He lost to Olivier Aubin-Mercier, who we largely know is... a grappler.
Yes, a French-Canadian grappler.
And he lost to Marcin Held.
He's a grappler, too. That's the same name as the guy he's fighting this week.
It's wild. And somehow, Marcin Held is a large dog. And don't get me wrong, Schultz, like, didn't look himself in that fight. But, like, hey, I got a chance to cash plus 145 on a guy who already beat Nathan Schultz to beat Nathan Schultz again. Yeah, I'm of course, playing this Marcin Held. And, look, dude, he's got... really good jujitsu, and you mentioned, you know, maybe he didn't look as good as we thought in the UFC. He should still be in the UFC. Like I don't know if you remember the fight that got him fired. So
he won it.
First of all, he had lost to Diego Sanchez. He lost to Joe Lozon back to back. The loss to Lozon was a split, very close. And then he got knocked out by Demir Hadzevic after just absolutely owning the dude for two rounds. He comes in with a fucking Imanari roll and gets kneed in the head on the way down. And then he turns around and beat Nasrat Haqparast and then gets fired.
Yeah, so like, that's so strange.
He should have had a win over Demir Hadzevic. He did beat Nasrat Haqparast and he almost beat Joe Lozon. And somehow we're talking about this dude not being good enough to beat Nathan Schultz. Like, yeah, like I'm all over Marcin Held here. I think plus 145 is a great spot.
That's why Dan's here. I didn't even clue in looking through his record that he had already lost to this man. So there you go.
And he's negative 165 favorite. Who the hell would lay that money?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Whoever did set these lines probably aren't taking Athletic Greens every morning, Dan, because obviously they're missing something. That's a segue. We're brought to you by Athletic Greens and their AG1 supplements. So what is the stuff? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 35 high-quality vitamins. Shout out to Malcolm. Minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. The special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging, all of those things. And it costs you less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. AG1 supports better sleep quality and recovery. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free capital F-R-E-E 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs. That's again, F-R-E-E capitalized. Travel packs, so they're not joking around. Travel packs with your first purchase. So, free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do to get all that, visit athleticgreens.com/SGP. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/SGP to take ownership of your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. And when you're online ordering that, use IPVanish, because did you know that browsing online using the incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well give away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why I use IPVanish VPN. To make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet, IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. This means that your private details, password, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. You can use IPVanish on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. Your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. Whether I'm at home or in public, I don't go online anymore without using IPVanish. IPVanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's just like getting 9 months for free. IPVanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know it's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you stream, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. Go to ipvanish.com/SGP. Use promotional code SGP and claim your 70% savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. All right. Moving on to the aforementioned French Canadien. We're moving on to the main card. Lightweights again, Roush Manfio versus Olivier Aubin-Mercier. Let's tell you about Roush Manfio first. He's Cavallo de Guerra. Do you know what that means, Dan? Man of all languages. Cavallo de Guerra. G-U-E-R-R-A.
So is that war horse?
Yes. Wow. Look at this guy. Oh, world, yes. Traveler.
Look at that. World,
he may be an English grad, but he knows a lot of languages as well. So, all right. Let's tell you about the war horse first. Manfio, 16-8, 8 knockouts. Never been finished in a fight. 5-0 in PFL. Won his last fight via TKO. He also was last year's champion of the lightweight division. He also was Titan FC champion. He used to fight at featherweight. He was 0-1 on the Ultimate Fighter. I think he lost to the winner of the season, whoever that was. Do you remember?
On the Ultimate Fighter?
Yeah, of course. I don't remember what season it was. I just remember reading that he had lost to the whoever won Ultimate Fighter the year he was on it.
Glacio Franca. I'll be honest. Like, while I love the Ultimate Fighter.
Oh, that was a Brazilian one?
It's a Brazilian one. Okay. It's almost not the same.
Oh, my God. How disgusting, right? Okay. Anyhow.
It was to the winner. Yeah, apparently Glacio Franca beat Fernando Bruno. Yeah.
And then he ripped up the UFC. Took the
no,
UFC
he lost.
By
he lost back
that.
To back to James Vick and Gregor Gillespie before getting fired.
Imagine. All right. Manfio, 2011 pro debut, so he's been around for a bit. 2 years, despite that, he's 2 years younger than Aubin-Mercier. 2 inches of reach on him as well. That has nothing to do with experience. Plus 170. All right, Aubin-Mercier, the Quebec kid. The Canadian gangster, the Canadian tuxedo. Take your pick. He's all of those things and more. 14-5, 1 knockout, 8 submissions. Never been finished in a fight. 3-0 in PFL. He went 7-5 in the UFC. He ended on a 3-fight losing streak. So he was 7-2 at one point. 2-0 in the Ultimate Fighter, and then lost in the... Who did he lose to in the championship? Dan, we're going back to tough trivia here.
For Aubin-Mercier?
Yeah, I think he made it to the finals and then lost. You're supposed to just have these answers, Dan. You don't, for once?
I don't. I'm going to put the intern on this one. But go. It's not really that important. It's Chad Laprise.
Oh, yes. Chad. Yeah. Oh, that was a Canada versus U.S. season, right?
Yeah, but they're both Canadians.
Yeah, that's right.
The Canadians made it to the finals.
Yeah, of course. Well, imagine that, us Canadians. All right. Anyhow, he's not there no more. He's in PFL now, trying to win $1 million. All right. Used to fight at welterweight. I think that's what the Ultimate Fighter was. He's an inch taller than Manfio, minus 180. Make the right choice, Dan.
So first of all, that was it was not Canada versus the U.S.
Oh, no?
It was Canada versus Australia.
Oh, okay.
And
and
both finals were all Canadian. It was Chad Laprise and Olivia Nova Mercier and Elias Theodorou versus Sheldon Westcott.
All of those people are out of the UFC now, right?
Yeah, not a single soul. The only person out of the entire season who is still in the UFC. Do you want to take a guess on that season?
Robert Whittaker. No, that was a different season.
Go ahead. Jake Matthews.
Oh, we just talked about Jake Matthews, on the last podcast.
Who lost to Olivia Alba Mercier in the first round. Wild. I'm going to go with Rush Manfio.
How dare you?
I'm going to go double dog here. And here's double the dog. Reason, here's the reason why is Manfio stuffs takedowns. And Mercier is not good enough to beat him on the feet. Mercier has to get him down.
Mercier.
Sure. Yeah.
Obama Mercier.
Sure. Why not? But like, no, Manfio outboxed Clay Collard. He like beat the shit out of Anthony Pettis. Like, why would I think that Mercier can win? And like, he's going to have to get him down. Manfio also knocked out Don Madge, which I'm a big Don Madge guy. I think Don Madge is like underrated for how good he is. So yeah, no, like I don't think Aubin Mercier gets him down enough to win this fight. So yeah, I'm going to go dog here with Rush Manfio as well.
And he came up with a good name for this episode. Double dog would be a good name for this. Unless we go triple dog here. Let's see. We're on to our main event.
We're about to find out.
Main event. Clay Collard, the aforementioned Clay Collard versus the aforementioned Alex Martinez in a lightweight fight. Should this really be the main event? Why is this the main event, Dan?
Clay Collard's damn exciting. Like, damn exciting. So. Like, Clay Collard's a lot of fun to watch.
let's tell you about these here people. Martinez first. 9-2 with one no contest. 2 knockouts, 4 submissions. Never been finished in a fight. 2-2 in PFL. Won his last fight. He's a year younger than Collard. Inch of height on him, plus 165. Cassius Clay Collard. 21-9 with one no contest. He's got 10 knockouts, 3 submissions. He's been knocked out once, submitted 3 times. 3-1 PFL, won his last fight. Lost last season in the semifinals of the tournament. He's got multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
There you go. Used to fight down at featherweight, used to fight up at welterweight. Pro date MMA debut 2011. Did some pro boxing there for a while where he went 9-6-2. Minus 155. He was in the UFC for a little bit too, was he not, Dan?
He was way back when.
Let me tell you his record. I forgot to put his UFC record down here. I know he was in the UFC. I was being sarcastic, but I usually write down.
So first of all, in 2014, he made his UFC debut at UFC Fight Night 49.
Yes, he went 1-3.
Where he got knocked out by Max Holloway to start.
Who? Who that?
And then he beat Alex White, lost to Gabriel Benitez, lost to Thiago Chitor by split decision. He also wound up later fighting Derek Minner and other dude. Like, take Clay Collard, he's so good on the feet. You know, he 3-1 in his last 4 in the PFL, wins over Anthony Pettis and Jeremy Stevens. Like, do I have to say much more than that? The only loss is to Rauch Manfio, who I was just beating the drum of the praises for. I think his hands are just so good here. And Alex Martinez, he's got good hands too, a little bit slower. I also think like if Collard really wanted to, he could probably out-wrestle him. Martinez is exciting. Also, you said, why is Martinez the favorite in this fight? Like, he did just come off a win over Stevie Ray. I think that's worth noting.
He's not the favorite. Collard's the favorite.
Or why is this the main event, rather?
Yes.
Yeah. And like, he just beat Stevie Ray. So a guy who beat Stevie Ray versus a guy who beat Jeremy Stevens. PFL just getting name value out of UFC losses.
The guy from Harlem Heat? He's old, Stevie Ray. Booker T's brother?
5 times. 5 times.
All right. we got you picked. We got you winning.
By the way, shout out to Booker T. He's a huge MMA fan. I'm sure he listens.
True. There you go. I'm sure he listens. Of course he listens. If he wants to win money, he's going to be listening to us because that's what we do here. And we just gave you a bunch of winning picks in what, half an hour, just like that. What was I going to ask you? Are we going to your picks? The quick ones you went through. Are we going to count those on your record as official picks then?
You're welcome to if you want, but like, what am I winning? Like 22 cents on each of those picks?
No, I plan on you losing at least a few of them so I can razz you about losing on them.
I mean, yeah, you can count them because I'm gonna win more than I lose. If you
wow,
if you're looking to count something, count something.
All right, so Dan gave you all your picks there, and we gave you once we didn't break down all the favorites. Just take the favorites because that's how it works in PFL. All right, anything else you need to tell the people about this event, Dan?
No, just go follow the SGPN MMA Twitter page so that we can continue to get our numbers up.
Yes, SGPN MMA. Also, rate and review our podcast. There's a internal competition about who can get the most reviews, and we haven't won yet.
We do badly in it for some reason. Why do you guys
beat us, people? Come on.
Yeah, don't let disc golf beat us.
Why do you hate us? Huh? All we do is win money for you and entertain you. Is my bad jokes? I can stop making jokes.
We'll do whatever it takes, to be honest. Yeah, we'll do whatever
it takes. Dan will put more videos of his beautiful eyes up on SGPN MMA feed if we need to.
Yeah, they're enchanting, I've been told.
They are enchanting. All right, so make sure you follow SGPN MMA, follow Jeff Fox Writer, follow Gumby Vreeland. Rate and review our podcast. Even give us a bad review. It counts nonetheless. We've had people criticize us and still give us 5 stars. So, hey, do that if you want.
Please do that. It's funnier that way.
Yeah, it's funnier that way. All right. We don't need to talk about Top Turtle MMA because we'll be talking about that on Wednesday. We're going to come back to you on Wednesday and we'll hype up Dan's other family of podcasts at that point because we got a UFC event coming up. Thoughts on the UFC event quickly coming up?
Love it. I fucking love it.
Cater versus Emmett.
Cater Emmett is so fun. Lozon versus Cowboy's fun. There's a bunch of dudes I love on the prelims. Gonna be a great card.
Holland versus. Is it one of those versus Dirty Bird?
And I may have one of those guys on the Top Turtle MMA podcast. Whoa. This week. Yeah. You can guess one if you want.
Yeah. What were you gonna say? Sorry. Is this one of the earlier ones? Is what you're gonna say?
I think this is one of those 15 fight cards too, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it might be. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in the main card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, I think looks like 19. So, thinking we may do a two-parter, breaking down this fight card because it's gonna be a long. Maybe we'll do a prelim portion and then we'll do a main card and give you some picks. Or we'll figure it out. You're gonna get us in your ears at least once more this week, probably twice. All right, all for free. Subscribe to the SGPN. Subscribe to the MMA gambling podcast feed. How about that? And read all our stuff at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. I've talked too much. The words are getting jumbled in my head. So brain fog, I believe it's called. So, but we're going to put this one to bed. We will be back on Wednesday for sure to break down the UFC for you. And we'll see where it goes from there. Until then, I am Jeff Chalks Fox. He is the man formerly known as Gumby God. He's going to reclaim that with these PFL picks. And we will be back in your ears on Wednesday. Bye-bye.